Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's
go. All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, a platform dedicated to you, industrial professionals all around the world. You are bold, yes, brave, you dare greatly. You're a celebrity in my books, and you're changing lives, and you're changing the world. That's why we celebrate you right there, pointing at the video. You on this platform each and every day. We are broadcasting on site. We are right in the middle of the floor here at SMRP 31. That's 31 years of being able to provide a great conference like this. This one's bigger, better, stronger, faster. It is a better conference all around. A lot of people milling about, a lot of people looking for solutions, and a lot of people solving problems at this. Go to smrp.org. That's smrp.org. Find out more. Get engaged. You will not be disappointed. Absolutely. Guillaume is in the house. We're going to be talking a little bit about people. We're going to be talking about people and making better decisions. So let's get it cracking. Guillaume, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. How about yourself?
How I met Guillaume is because, sadly, my lights were causing problems, and he came on over and said, my lights are causing problems for it, and rightly so, they were.
Indeed, but we come to a compromise.
That's cool. We did. I tried to turn him down a little bit more. I'm going, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, but it's true. But he was kind and very professional about the whole thing, so that's all good. All right. For the listeners out there, Guillaume, give us a little just background on who you are.
So my name is Guillaume. I'm currently the CEO of Dynamox. It's the leading company in South America about vibration wireless sensors. And we're now attending for the first time the SMRP event. It's a nice event. We're quite happy and enjoying the presence and the high professionals. So.
You enjoying the food?
Yesterday that was even better than today, actually, but I still enjoy today.
I concur. I agree with you 100%. All right, let's talk a little bit about what makes Dynamox so unique and different. Help us understand that from a listener's perspective.
Well, we actually starting in Brazil. As you know, Brazil is a big country, but it's a tough country to build a company, and the toughest it is. If you're still surviving, you're becoming one of the strongest players, and that's what happened actually. And when we started, we listened very strongly to our customers, and one was a pulp and paper company, Klabing, one of the top 10 pulp and paper company in the world. And the second one was Vale, the top two, the second biggest mining company in the world.
You didn't get involved in sugar?
We did have ethanol, but that wasn't one of the first clients.
Okay.
And they weren't kind with us. They were telling us their pain. So and by listening to them, and we had very high tech company guy people in it. So we were about 250 people. From that 150, very highly qualified, 100 engineers, 25 masters, 10 PhD, so very, very strong academic background. And we have the old elephants. That's the one at 30 years of industrial background. So we mixed up those guys with us, actually.
So take us through what Dynamox does. You got the vibration capability, wireless vibration. How do you help people make better decisions?
So before, a long time ago, like 5 years ago, the wireless sensor was the end. Now it's just the mean. So we have wireless or wired vibration sensors, and we have actually current and voltage sensors as well. But at the end of the day, we can have the best technology ever. And what is important is what could be the best ergonomic view to help the person make a good decision. And to us, the people are in the middle of our solution. When we heard our artificial intelligence going to supply people, it would help people to make a better decision. But at the end of the day, you would always have someone that would need to press a button and take the decision. When the corrective is going to be made, when the maintenance is going to be made, or service order, if it's pertinent or not, what's the feedback of what's going on the site, on the plant. So it is very important to be ergonomic for those guys who make the decision or take the decision. And that's what makes different about us. That's what Dynamox is.
See, you're right. You're touching on something that everybody's looking for. And well, not everybody. I don't. That's sort of exaggeration. But a lot of people are looking for that silver bullet. That silver bullet meaning I'm having a hard time. I don't want to deal with people sometimes, but so I'm looking for solutions that I don't have to deal with people. But the reality is that it is always people. Always. The technology is the technology, right? But we find people, companies are trying to figure out how to get around all of that. But there's no, your solution, is it easy to access information? Is it easy to sort of come to that conclusion, make decisions? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, the first thing is there is no miracle solution.
None.
It doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. So the people who looking for the silver bullet, as you mentioned, is going to be always frustrated because it's always a matter of compromising. So what we bring into the table is the fact that we understand the boundary condition that each company has, and what we're looking, it's the maturity of the company where it stands to, and we actually partner up with them. We don't sell sensors. We sell a partnership, and we actually lift the company maturity up to the best level so we can go up to predictive maintenance, to reliability, and using the reliability sensors and the information to get to asset performance. So that's what actually the journey is about. So when today people say, what you have to offer now? And they actually shouldn't ask this question, is what you have to offer with me within the next 5 years? Because if you buy a solution for what is offering now and it stop offering it, you're missing the point. The industry 4.0 or 5.0, whatever you call it, it's not about what is being offered now. It's what's the journey is the people together are actually making with each other for the next year or so. I'm explaining that. If you're a mining company, your business is to produce mine or iron ore or copper, whatever. But so you're a big fish. If you partner up with a smaller fish, you get faster, and you're actually able to attend a higher productivity with the company can bring you high performance in our IoT, and that's what we're bringing to the table. We're not just a simple maintenance company. We're bringing communication or telecommunication to where is a problem. I remember one time in the middle of the Amazonia, a person asked me if we were able to send the information to the cloud because he was monitoring a long conveyor belt. And we said, no problem. I called my friend Elon Musk and I say, can we use Starlink? And that was made. So we actually gathered telecommunication with our solution, and the person was able to see the solution in São Paulo, you know, straight from his desk. And that's what we provide, a full solution within his boundary condition.
But you're not just, you're much larger or much grander than just selling a vibration device.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because you want, from what I hear, that you're passionate about the success of your client. And nothing's worse than, here you go, good luck, that type of mindset. You're along the journey with them.
That's where we stand. People first. So we're standing for safety, very strong. It's very, very important. We're dealing every day with very, very risky situation. And we're making sure that actually the clients be able to produce more. Our objective is not to sell vibration. Our objective is to make our clients be more competitive. So it's a totally different mindset.
So you're not saying, here's a vibration device and good luck. Do you push off customers or clients or potential clients who are just interested in a device and not the relationship?
I have to say about that. I usually start the conversation as said, if you're only interested in sensors, there is other players we can advise you to go, but you don't go with us because we actually selling partnership. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is, a month and a half ago, happened that I received a call from a very high person into the scale of the company, and he said, Guillaume, I have some money left for Industry 4.0. What do you have to sell me? I said, hold it, sorry, what's your pain? And he said, no, you don't understand. I have money for digitalization. And I said, but what's your pain? He said, Guillaume, you don't understand. I have money. And I said, but if I don't know what your pain is, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to attend to. So that may be one of the first time ever I turned down a client. He was really not happy about that, actually. But he refused to tell me this pain.
But you didn't compromise your fundamental, your purpose, what makes your company so unique. You didn't compromise on that.
Well, what's make the company very unique? It's high quality people, very tech, and a mixed young elephants, very nerdy, very backgroundy in terms of academically speaking, and the old elephants, less testosterone, but make sure that's the mayonnaise is taking, the glue is getting, and making sure that we actually attending a pain into the clients.
So with all that said, do you have any sort of future vision of what things are happening or where they're going? What's for Dynamox? What are we here?
One thing we're really aiming is to combine predictive maintenance with asset performance. As you're using sensors to look at the maintenance prediction, and the sensors are already there, you actually can use it for asset performance. A very simple example is we're monitoring, I mentioned the conveyor, so I'm going to continue with the conveyor. We're monitoring idlers. But what about idlers? But actually, if we're monitoring idlers for the maintenance, we're able to actually see the performance of the belt if you misalign, and if you have a very long conveyor belt, you may be losing material, and we're able to tell you. So you're combining maintenance with performance, and that's where we're getting at. And we're actually integrating with CMMS system, ERP system, and that where we really aiming to go, actually.
I like it. I still think, personally, that we're still at the tip of that iceberg. There's still so much more to be extracted. Do you sort of see the same thing?
Yeah, I see it, but we need to be careful because you may generate some frustration because the expectation is so high. So it's basic to do your very plain rise and actually bringing more to the table in the next 5 years.
See, I agree with you. Yeah. Look at me. Now I'm your fan. I like that. Well done. How do they get a hold of you if they want to know more?
Well, Boost 423, we very welcoming you into our Boost. Thank you very much.
Well, no, what's your email address? What are you out on
address.
LinkedIn? Are you active out there?
Yes, I am very much. That would be exports@dynamox.net.
There you go, man. All right, he was exceptional. You need to put that on. We're going to have all the contact information for this gent out on industrialtalk.com. So fear not, we will be able to get that with no problem. Easy, no friction. Get a hold of him. All right, we're broadcasting from SMRP 31. 32, if you're not here at 31, you need to be at 32. So make that an option and go out to smrp.org. They've got a lot of symposiums. They've got a lot of support material. And if you are in the world of maintenance and asset management and all of that good stuff, maintenance, SMRP is where you need to go. We're going to have another great conversation coming shortly, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. How about that for a conversation? SMRP, the event that we spoke to, Guillerme, Dynamox, right there, that you just listened to. Excellent event. Excellent event. If you're in the world of asset management, maintenance, reliability, and all things in between, it's an event that you need to put on your calendar for 2024, 2025, 24, you know. And you get to collaborate with people like Guillerme, because he is absolutely spectacular. They're doing wonderful things at Dynamox. That's what you need to do. That's your call to action. All right. We are building a platform that is dedicated. You are the heroes in the story. This industrial platform is about you. You need to tell your story. Go out to industrialtalk.com and you just connect with me. And let's have a conversation of why you need to be on the podcast. All right. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with Dynamox professionals. Change the world. We're going to have another great conversation shortly. So stay tuned.